going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With all the latest breaking news during your workday, or if you're out on the go, whatever you're doing, stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, nice enough to join us for another segment. Daryl, I want to throw this at you, and we're going to go back to the phones here in a couple seconds. If you have questions for Daryl as well, we'll put you on the air with Daryl. I want to read this to you. According to Michael Silver of The Athletic, Jags general manager James Gladstone and Browns general manager Andrew Berry hammered out the deal that they had last night on April 7th, but it included two contingencies. Firstly, the trade could only be finalized if the Tennessee Titans or another team took Miami quarterback Cam Ward with the number one overall pick. Had Ward fallen to number two, the Browns would have kept the pick and taken him. Daryl, your reaction to that?
Not surprising.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Not surprising. I mean, they tried to get up to one to take him. So,
yeah. How do you think that played out? Like, I wonder what they had to offer to get him to get them to one, and how many years would we have gone without a number one pick?
Well, if you're the Tennessee Titans and you got a chance to get your franchise quarterback, there is no price you're willing to accept to pass on that. Because they
that
know what we all know, right?
Got to have one.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to have one.
Can't win without one.
Nope.
At least at a high level, you might be able to get away with it for a year. But if you really want to be a contender, you got to have a franchise quarterback. So, to me, the interesting part of that Silver report was that the deal was agreed to on April 7th,
right?
Which then puts into context some of the things that Andrew Berry said in his pre-draft press conference last week, comparing Travis Hunter to Shohei Ohtani and basically a unicorn, all those type of things, right? And those comments now all of a sudden make sense. His way of just reassuring Jacksonville that the deal that they agreed to is a very smart one for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Andrew Berry did very good in this trade. He tends to do really, really good in trades. Not all of them, but for the most part, I would say his biggest strength is a GM is not signing free agents, and it's not drafting players. It's making trades. He's very good at it. And in my view, I think he got a pretty sizable pound of flesh out of the Jaguars just to move down a couple of spots and get arguably the best defensive tackle still in this draft class.
Last thought before we hit the phone, Daryl. Do you think that Andrew Berry was just overwhelmed with what Jacksonville ended up giving the Browns in this deal, or were the Browns not completely sold on Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter?
I don't think this was about Abdul Carter. I don't think this was about Travis Hunter.
It was about the haul, huh?
It's about them recognizing the state of their roster. It's old, it's overpaid and expensive, and they don't have a lot of salary cap room to play with. And you have lots of holes to fill. And what is the most economical way to do that? It's through the draft.
Young players.
It's yep. their way of doing a rebuild without having to say the word, right? And announce it to the world.
Yeah.
Because all you got to see is what they're doing. They're doing a rebuild right now. Now, they're not doing a burn it down to the studs gut job like they did in 2014, 15, 16, 17, right? This is more of a, we got some pieces and parts here, but we are not nearly as close as we're trying to convince ourselves that we are. Again, what they're doing is smart, but hopefully there's a payoff this time around because, again, this is not the first time the Browns have done this.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Eric is in Cleveland. Eric, you're on with Baskin and Phelps and Daryl Ryder.
Yes. Yeah, guys, I would just like to ask Daryl, have you actually taken a look at any of these quarterbacks that are coming out, or are you just going according to what the other analysts are saying? Because you keep talking about
They're not good. Only two guys got drafted in the first round. They're not good.
Can I finish, please?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you keep talking about Arch Manning and putting all your eggs in the basket for next year. Arch Manning barely plays, so what are you basing it on, his pedigree? I just don't understand it. You know, I would rather
They watch the tape.
Have you watched the tape is my question.
Yeah, I've watched. I'm not all that impressed with these guys. I watched these guys live, and I wasn't impressed.
Okay, you say you watched.
32 teams said three of the top five quarterbacks stink. They're not first-round picks. What else do you want from
Daryl's yelling at people. Daryl, we don't yell at people on this show. Hi, Eric.
You don't have to yell to get your point across, yeah. But, I mean, if you had actually watched them, you're talking about what other people are saying. Your point would be more valid if you had watched them yourself and said, no, I'm not.
I just got to tell you, I watched them myself. I wasn't impressed. What part of that didn't you understand?
Eric, let me ask you one last question, especially if you've already made that turn because I heard your turn signal going crazy there. Did you love last night, hate last night, or let's see?
I liked it. The thing is that, you know, I've heard people also say that Mason Graham, they would love to see him. Beforehand, they would love to see him next to Myles Garrett. And they said that would be an awesome combination.
There you go. All right, Eric, thank you. Appreciate your phone call.
Can I throw this out?
Sure, without yelling.
I don't think Eric's going to be calling Daryl's Sunday show.
Yes, he is. He will. That'd be a great shtick, the two of those guys.
Don't tell me. Yeah, no. I get mad when people, did you watch the tape? Yeah, I watched it. I watched the same thing that the 32 other teams watched. They're not first-round picks.
Which is
why
I'm
telling you all off season, these guys are not first round pick. Guess what? Shadur Sanders still on the board, not a first round pick.
Second
highest. And his dad is crying. Well, he's got a target on his back because his name's. No, the only reason people are talking about being a first round pick is because he's your kid.
One way or another, you can see that both ways. I can see both ways.
Why do I still think Jalen Milroe could end up here tonight?
Tommy Rees.
Yeah. Is that valid?
Relationships matter.
Yeah, I think so too, Daryl.
Zach is in a car. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Don't get yelled at.
Yeah, don't get yelled at.
All right, so before I get yelled at.
Just don't accuse me of not watching and doing my homework, and I won't get mad at you.
Here's my thoughts. So I was one of those Browns fans that was like, oh, here we go again when they traded down. I was like, here we go again. But at the end of the day, I thought about it. I slept on it. And I think it was an amazing move. Number one, we got a blue chip defensive tackle. We set ourselves up for today and for a way better draft class and a potentially a top 10, top 15 pick next year. That's my first thing. I think at the end of the day, looking at all these reactions, I think Browns fans have PTSD from when we missed out on Julio Jones and drafted Phil Taylor. I think that's the first thing people think about when they think about this draft and what happened. I think, though, at the end of the day as well, that the Browns had a higher chance of mismanaging Travis Hunter and there's no blueprint for a player like him. So I think that they had a higher chance of mismanaging him and getting fired because of that than actually getting it right. So I think at the end of the day, we got our defensive line bulked up and we put ourselves in a way better position moving into the future.
All right, Zach, love it, hate it, or let's see.
I love it. I'm excited to see what happens next.
All right, thank you, Zach. Appreciate you.
Yeah, we mentioned the Julio thing earlier.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Daryl? We have PTSD?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the Browns have done this like six other times, and it's never worked. So I get why Browns fans are mad. Because
Corey Coleman didn't do it for you, huh?
Year after year after year, the Browns pass on what are thought to be surefire can't-miss guys in the name of more picks, right?
Yeah.
Need volume to rebuild the team, which there's nothing wrong with that philosophy. And where they are now, yeah, they need guys. But Browns fans are tired of watching all these guys get picked and passed over by the Browns and become Hall of Famers and win Super Bowls and all that, or compete for Super Bowls at least. And the Browns are rebuilding year after year after year after year. So I totally get why Browns fans are frustrated and upset at what they did last night. I totally get it.
Chuck is in Atlanta. Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Charles.
I'm good, sir. Yourself?
Good. For a second, I thought you might be Charles Barkley because you're in Atlanta. It's okay.
No, listen, I'm traveling. I live in the greater Cleveland area all my life.
Okay.
Cleveland sports fan, longtime listener.
Good, Rez.
Yep. Thank you.
First time caller.
Awesome. Nice. We're happy to have you
now
on board.
Now we're talking.
So, look, I love what I saw last night, and I love it for various reasons, but I don't think you guys are giving enough credit to the Browns ownership and Barry. Look, why couldn't they have planned this? Everything they did, think about it. They didn't want Shador. They knew they were going to trade, especially within a few days of the draft. Barry Smart. He was selling it all day long, but to the Jaguars.
We just read the report that said that this thing was in place on April 7th. So, and if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Now, do you want to go 50-50 on an owner who said that they swung and missed on the biggest move that they made? So that might be why you're not giving the owner credit. And to be honest with you, the owner probably doesn't need to get credit here. He just needs to sit in the background and make sure that they get the players that can help. We can't go through another one of these swing and miss deals or trying to bring in a player because of their last name. They need quality football players, 15.2 points per game. I'm not handing out accolades until another year.
Okay, but look, we finally got an owner that's got deep pockets.
Sure.
He came to the table. He admitted his fault.
Yep.
He is in a position where he's building in Cuyahoga County, or at least trying to,
right,
put a dome there in a world-class facility right next to an international airport. How does it get any better than that? And we tear this poor guy down daily. We don't need to do that. We need to count our blessings, look forward, and give our staff some credit. Stefanski, again, coach of the year twice. Barry, he's intelligent.
Look, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you sometimes. They're coming off of a 3-win season. It's hard to give that team a lot of credit for a really bad year. And you, and as Browns fans, and look, we have said all morning, Jeff and I have said, this looks like a really good deal. I like it. I like what we've seen. We do need to let it play out a little bit. But if you think we're going to sit here for 4 hours and give just glowing remarks to the entire front office and ownership, it's not there. They're a 3-win team. They averaged 6 points per game the last three games.
And they still don't have skill position
talent.
They
have a lot of work to do.
And why are we a 3-win team? Because we went out, we got a quarterback that had some deficiencies, a lot of them personally, but he was there for the bag.
We mortgaged a decade of football is what it feels like. Chuck, thank you for the phone call, though. We do appreciate you chiming in, and we'll talk again soon. I'm happy with what they did. Daryl, final thought here because we only have like a minute left, but your reaction to that phone call.
They've had three losing seasons in 5 years. So let's hold off on the stat.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Statue building and parade holding for these guys just yet.
No, it's a good start. I like what they did last night. I mean, it's fair to give them credit.
Let's see how it plays out, though. Yeah, how they followed up tonight.
I want to give them credit for this. And by the way, I've said probably 100 times over the last 2-3 months that I actually can see, you can see where the growth is in ownership. Look, he stepped out and said we swung and missed. He didn't have to do it, but he did. We all thought it, but he admitted it. So, all right, Daryl, any parting shots or parting words for our friends?
Admitting you made the mistake was the easy part. not doing it again, that's the hard part. And I don't think that's a lesson they've learned just yet.
Ooh, Daryl Ryder, dropping wisdom. Thank you, Daryl. It's always game day in Cleveland. Watch the podcast right now, right?
Thanks, D.
I think so.
Or 2 o'clock.
I think it's available on YouTube now.
All right, 2 o'clock is much better.
Better.
That's what we say. All right, thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, D.
Bye.